From KALW News, I'm Demetrius Johnson with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about Richmond's Measure J and Measure L. Both measures focus on election reform. Let's break it down. If you live in Oakland or San Francisco, you may already know how ranked choice voting works. But here are the details if you don't. If Measure L is passed, voters will rank the candidates from their favorite to their least favorite. If a candidate has more than 50% of the vote, that candidate wins. If no one gets more than 50%, an instant runoff takes place. That's when the candidate in last place is eliminated and the votes are counted again. So, if your first choice candidate gets eliminated, your vote goes to your next choice. If there is still no candidate with more than 50%, the process is repeated until someone gets more than 50% of the vote. Supporters of Measure L, such as Eduardo Martinez, the mayor of Richmond, feel that the initiative will save money by holding one election coinciding with the general elections in November. Measure J, on the other hand, would add a primary election before the general election. This is very similar to the way presidential elections are conducted. A candidate will need to receive more than 50% of the vote. If no single candidate receives a majority vote, the top two candidates will appear on the general election ballot. Those who are in support of Measure J, such as former Richmond City Council member Dr. Jeff Ritterman, believe that the winner in this process will be more representative of the majority. A yes on Measure L will pass a ranked choice voting system, in which voters will rank the candidates from their favorite to their least favorite. A yes vote on Measure J will add a primary election before the general election. That's a brief take on Richmond's Measure L and Measure J. From KALW News, I'm Demetrius Johnson.